Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good.
And joining us is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
Fucked up.
All right. Before we even go too far, I just got two things I want to say. I was right about something, and I was wrong about something. I was right about the Nuggets and Lakers series. Not that it was going to go 3-0, but what I did say is that what this series is going to come down to is it ain't going to be about LeBron, it ain't going to be about AD, it ain't going to be about Jamal Murray, and it ain't going to be about Jokic. It's going to be about their role players, and that shows. Every single time I look at the stats, it looks like all the role players or all the bench players from the Denver Nuggets have 10 points or more. And when I look at the Lakers, it's like they have 5 points or less. And I'm surprised that the series went this way. But at the same time, like I told you, it was coming. It all depends on whose bench plays better. And the Nuggets bench are playing better right now. This is why the Nuggets are up 3-0. And in the Miami and Celtics series, I was straight up wrong because I thought this was going to be a 7-game series. Clearly, it's not. So,
I'm gonna say this. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but all I'm gonna say is on the Lakers' behalf, who better other than LeBron James to be the first person to come back from 0-3?
Trey, that's just a fan in you, okay? I understand, you gotta have faith, and that's your team, and you want them to win so bad.
I do.
But history has proven that it's not something that people – I mean, it's just never happened before. I can't go in thinking that, oh, yeah, it's going to happen when history has shown otherwise. I hope it happens because I like LeBron and I'm always rooting for his success. But at the same time, I don't see it happening.
Listen, I'm going to always say this. It takes 4 wins. To go on. They got 3, but they haven't got their 4th. So.
Yeah, no, I'm not counting them out. I'm just saying it's chances of it happening is very unlikely.
It's every game. Until they get their fourth dub, we gotta change. And I don't think my team just gonna lay down and take it.
No, I don't expect that to happen. Yeah, that's we gonna get to them. We gonna get to them, but I don't expect that to happen. I mean, because this is the LA Lakers. This is LeBron James. This is Anthony Davis. They're not gonna just lay down and take it. But I mean, and you can say yeah, take it one game at a time. But the Lakers are the ones with their backs against the wall, not the Nuggets. The Nuggets, they could lose this game and still play comfortably the next game.
Yeah, and play comfortably the next game and get a ass whooped
again. But remember, you said you got to win 4 games.
Yeah.
They got 0.
Yeah, you're right.
Even if they do lose 2 games in a row, they still can be comfortable.
You're right.
Not as comfortable, but they can still be comfortable because they're up 3-2, and all they got to do is win 1, whereas the Lakers have to win, not lose, at least 1. And not
ain't
losing
– 3-2?
No, I'm saying if they lost the next 2.
Oh.
And not losing a game is a lot harder than preventing a team from winning a game. If you know what I mean, if that makes sense.
I mean, I understand where you're going, but I still think, like, it's 3-0. It's 0-3, excuse me. Inside of the Lakers, it is 0-3 at this moment. But I've seen unbelievable stuff happen. Doc Rivers got, they came back on him 3-1 multiple times. So, you know, I'm just saying, it's possible. It's possible. Even though we still got an egg in that column. I think tonight is going to be the night we get that one in that column.
I agree. I think y'all going to win one tonight. Do I think y'all will win another one? I don't know. In Denver? Because the next game will be played in Denver. I don't know. I just don't
know. And I feel like, be honest with these two, hang on for this. With these two, with the first two losses, we was right there
But y'all got to realize the Nuggets are not only got their starters, but the Nuggets got a bench too. Mm-hmm. And so do Miami. Miami got a bench.
See. I know one thing, though, with this 0-3 thing, it feels like they've been bringing it up a lot more than they usually have. So if they do come back from this, this tells me that the script writers of the NBA, they just trying to make it all juicy and make it feel all good right now. And, like, I mean, it just feel weird to me.
What would feel weird to me if my Lakers was to get swept?
They're not going to get swept. They're going to win tonight.
No. But, like, and this is my thing. You know, after it's all said and done, we started off 2-10 and made the playoffs. We had a 17% chance to make the playoffs. So,
but also another reason why y'all shouldn't be worried, because even if you don't win the finals this year, at least you know that the team is y'all have a team.
Enough.
Just one more, like literally having Kyrie, which I believe they will pick up Kyrie. That'll make the Lakers front runners for the championship.
No reason,
oh yeah, Kyrie is going to be an LA Laker. Like LeBron wants it. LeBron is going to go to what's y'all GM name? LeBron is going to go to his office and hold him hostage. Yeah, he's going to hold Rob Pelinka hostage until he gives Kyrie a contract and let him know, like.
See, but we need Kyrie to come in. I know. Listen, I'm not saying
you're not getting him on no cheap deal.
I'm not saying you get a cheap deal, but come in. I'm not asking you to sacrifice everything. Don't come in, but you making. I think he's making 40 right now. If you come in making 28-29 mil for you to fit in and we keep the team we got.
He ain't gonna accept that. Well, I say give 30. Him 30. I say give him 30. I wouldn't give him 40.
But at least 30, because I think if I'm not mistaken, D'Angelo Russell is making like 30.
If anything, I'd ask LeBron to take a pay cut, which I believe he would.
I don't know.
Because he's only signed a 2-year extension, right?
Yeah, but Bron always takes the bigger deal.
I think he'd take a pay cut. If he's serious about winning a championship, another championship, I think he'd take another pay cut.
Bron really need to be.
He could extend his contract to the year after that because I know he wants to play with his son. So.
Man, but they got his son. They're trying to say his son going to be drafted in. I think a lot of teams gonna come up to try to draft his son to get him to play there.
Probably.
Doing how you do?
Who? All right.
But the Heat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They need to come out on the floor and say, started from the bottom, now we're here. I can't take nothing from them. I ain't gonna say no lie. You know, I love Celtics. But they don't pull out their weapons. They were like, we got to win now.
I think the difference here is the Heat snatched their soul. Yeah. The Celtics do not care anymore. Like, they don't look like they want to be out there. Mm-hmm. And when y'all kept getting on me about talking about Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, this is what I'm talking about. Very inconsistent. Every single time it matters the most, they do not show up. But before that, they're the best players in the world, but then the second you need them, that it's like who's a Jaylen Brown, who's a Jason Tatum.
But I think that's more with Jason Tatum because
I agree
because
he's the face of the team, so he needs to.
And when he quit, he quit. Mm-hmm.
Look, he hasn't hasn't scored a single bucket in the last 3 4th quarters.
Because Jaylen Brown. Gives me, you know, pardon the phrase, but the light skin. He acts light skin, and that's how he acts. When he gets set his ways. It's just him. He's done with the team, and you can tell on the whole.
Come on, Jason Tatum.
Yeah, Jason Tatum. Every time he came up the court, the 4th quarter, pulling a 3. Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are not even playing in no system no more. It's just everybody. I looked at the one play. all five players behind the 3-point line. I'm like, so nobody. Yeah,
they don't care anymore.
Nobody's protecting the basket.
Yeah, nobody's gonna go get the ball, like go get a rebound, nothing. Okay.
I stopped looking at it.
And this, like, this series right here should be a 7-game series. Like,
yeah.
No matter how good or bad either team is, this is a series that should go to 7 games, simply for the fact of how competitive both teams are supposed to be. But the Celtics are not playing very competitive right now.
Don't be surprised if the Celtics split house this summer.
Mm-hmm. That probably will. I think the only person that's safe is Jason Tatum. And when I say and safe,
Marcus,
like,
and Marcus
I think
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I think Jalen Brown wants out of there. Though. I don't think he really wants to be there.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind him.
Y'all can't have everybody. Y'all getting Kyrie.
Look.
Remember, he's inconsistent.
Is known for bringing the stars to L.A.
Remember, he's inconsistent. I'd rather take Kyrie. He might not play. He might end up playing games. But at the same time, you know when he out there, he going to put on a show.
But we know that he's going to, when I say this, it's going to seem terrible because in this series, he's looked like shit. But his defense is going to – he's a defensive –
But y'all got defense, so y'all fine with that.
I'm saying, but we don't have a guard just a strictly a guard that's good defensive.
Y'all don't need that, though. Y'all need a guard that can shoot some threes so LeBron can stop taking them.
We got a guard. No. We need to get rid of D'Lo, period, just as a whole. Just get rid of him. Because he's bad on defense, and he can't throw a rock in the ocean.
Damn.
Like, so we got him. We was plus 37 when he's off the court. When he's on the court, we're minus 13. So why is he on the court? That's when I say coaching comes into play.
Yeah. Speaking of coaching, Joe Mazzulla, you got outcoached extremely bad by Eric Spoelstra. And Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA. I don't care what anybody says.
And it's the same on the side with the Lakers.
No, he's a great coach too.
Yeah, Doc Rivers is a good coach.
Not better than
Eric Spoelstra. He's not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not saying that. He is it right this year. This year, you realize that it's coming into with experience because our coach, y'all coach, are both this day first year.
Okay.
So,
who's the coach of the Nuggets?
Mark
Malone. That's the guy with the Warriors, right?
Yeah, I know he was with. He was coaching LeBron in Cleveland. He was the assistant coach of LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He's been coaching in Denver for 8 years now. So, you balance it to hit the bell one.
Joe Mazzulla and Darvin Ham are being outcoached.
And you could tell, and the thing is, like, I love my team, but when it comes to Darvin Ham, I don't care that D'Lo needs to stay in the game so he can stay engaged. I don't care.
If he can't stay engaged, then he don't need to be in the game.
You're in the playoff. This is playoff basketball, and this is the Western Conference Finals. What more do you need to know? At the end of this game, we get a trophy. The next game, we get the big trophy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know. Like, you talking about he don't want to be he don't lose interest in the game. How?
He shouldn't be playing NBA basketball if he's losing interest.
Period. I'm
sick of hearing stuff like that from professional players. Like, if you are not interested, then go do something else and stop taking up the roster spot for the players that actually want to be here.
Go and do your hobbies and something.
All right.
Do something, but if we keep him, if we keep D'Lo. I know that we'll be boycotting D'Lo playing. Not the team, but D'Lo. Every time he get on the boo, boo, get him off of there. But as far as the rest of the team, and then you don't even play Rui, who comes off the bench and scores double digits.
We should be playing him some more.
What series was it? The Memphis series. In Memphis series. He came off, gave us 27. I mean, 23 games, he scored 20-plus off the bench. So, it's some reason why he should be playing more. And he played defense on Jokic And he's not doing too bad on Jokic, but you keep taking him out.
First of all, stopping Jokic ain't even that's not even gonna happen.
No, I'm saying he's slowing them down, like.
Yeah. But I think they don't need to even worry about that. Just like all these other players on their team that they're allowing to score, like Caldwell Pope 17 last game, Michael Porter 14, Brown 15. Like, you stop those guys.
What I tell y'all last week that is the problem with the X factor was going to be Caldwell Pope, because he played with us before. You know LeBron tendencies. He wasn't bad when he left when they let him go, when they traded him. You know, he was a Cavalier at one when we got Westbrook, which we should have never did. And I blame LeBron on that case, because that was him wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Because that was too many Indians and not enough. I mean, too many Chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the stats right here, like LeBron, Austin Reeves, and Anthony Davis. Yeah, they can put up 20 points per game. But the rest of these guys, 3 points, 2 points, 5 points, 9 points. Like,
who had nine?
Lonnie Walker.
And he came off the bench. But that's my thing is you, and they only gave him what, like 10 minutes?
18.
Okay, AJ.
The lowest y'all had was 13 minutes with Vanderbilt.
Man, he should be playing more. They should divvy up D-Lo minutes and give them to anybody else. He only, you know how you look at some players and when they in the game, they look comfortable. Like Jimmy. When you see Jimmy playing with the ball, you like, okay. Jimmy might be about to score. When Dino got the ball, you looking like, don't turn this ball over. Don't turn this ball over. Please don't turn it over. Don't just pull up. It was one play, what's his boy name? Austin Reeves got a rebound. Dino shot the ball. Austin Reeves got a rebound, gave him the ball back. Take two or three steps in and shoot the ball. No, he pulls up another three and misses again. Missed worse. Like, come on now. It's just, I don't know. I don't know, man. I love my team, but I need better.
We'll see what happens today.
Can the Lakers pull off the improbable?
Yeah.
I know you was going to say yes.
Of course. Of course I'm going to say yes.
You have to have faith. So
the thing is like I'm not biased to my team.
That's a lie. That is a lie.
Okay, I love my team, but I try to point out their flaws and not be that one to say, oh no, we just a great team, we good. No. I love my team, but you know I'm not biased to say that they not that they we don't have holes. I'm not that biased. And this what's name we've been working in this series. We just need to just think about D'Lo averaged 17 points a game. And every time he scored 17 points, we was 20 and 4 or something like that, or 30 and 4 or something like that. But when he scores less than 17, we lose. We're losing. I mean, it's a bigger probability of us losing.
Yeah, that means y'all need to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you just said that, but at the same time, also, you're talking about he got issues with staying engaged. I'm like,
It's I hate to flip to it real quick, but that's basically to how the flip side of CJ Henderson.
I've been thinking about it too.
That's the same.
You know, I can't stand him.
I know you can't.
I don't know why he's still on the team.
He got his head right. He been in Cabo. I don't know if that man been in Cabo. But he been engaged, you know. He took some time off, so I thought he'd be all right. But D-Lo needs to go. I mean, D-Lo gone. I want Kyrie. I wouldn't mind Kyrie, but I just don't.
Kyrie's coming to LA.
I just don't want him to be.
Not for too much money.
Yeah. I hate to be that guy to you, Kyrie. I think you deserve every dime of what we can offer you. Because I don't want to break the team up. That's the only reason. And you want to be an addition to the team, yeah. Not a subtraction to
it. I don't think Kyrie is worth breaking the team up.
No, me either. But see, like I said, if D-Lo is making $30 million, goodbye. We can go ahead and give that to Kyrie.
Yeah.
So, but we got to make sure we keep Austin Reeves. Got to make sure we keep
Austin Reeves ain't going nowhere.
Huh?
So Austin Reeves ain't going nowhere.
Nah, this is a contract year.
He ain't going nowhere.
You know, really, I ain't going to lie. Austin been not coming to ask for the bag, though.
I think he is, though.
I think just give it to him.
No,
the person that needs to take a pay cut is LeBron.
Yeah, he does. But LeBron not going to take a pay cut. He should be good because, bro, you got a $1 billion contract with Nike. That should leave you.
So at this point, he's making more money outside of NBA than he is in NBA. So take a pay cut, dude. Yeah. That's right. Why if he's really serious about winning another championship, he will take a pay cut. Because I predict he'll play two more years. He'll play next year to try to actually win a championship, and then the year after that, only to play with his son.
Yeah, I just think that we got to keep good. We got to keep Austin Reeves. I think I'm not trying to be funny, Austin. You're undrafted. You did play good in the last 2 years. I'm thinking 325, 3 for 24, something around that.
A year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about, what were you talking about, 25 a year? 24 a year?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hell no. I was
total?
Thinking
total. No.
What?
That's no.
Okay.
330. He is the third best player on y'all team right
three
now.
3 for 30.
$10 million a year, Trey.
Okay.
You don't want him. Okay. You don't really want him.
Okay.
He gonna tell him to get out of my face. I'm going somewhere else.
We offered Alex Caruso that.
Alex Caruso ain't better than him. He's great on defense. And then what is Alex Caruso doing now?
Yeah, but that's because he ain't with LeBron no more. He shouldn't have run to the Bulls. He was trying to chase Lonzo.
Still,
man,
you ain't paying that man $10. They ain't paying him no $10 million a year. He getting at least 20.
No, that's too much.
No, it's not.
That's too much.
He's the third best player on your team right now.
I understand, but he's also it's a pay scale to this thing. It's levels to this thing. We ain't gonna just jump you up and give you.
I'm telling you, he's gonna leave.
If they
give him that contract, he's going to laugh at them and leave.
No, you coming from making $500,000 or $1 million a year to $8 million a year. That's a big ass difference.
Yeah, but when I'm the third best player on your team, you're not gonna do that to me.
But you're the third, not the first or the second. You're the third.
Okay, so when Westbrook was here, he was the third best player.
And he shouldn't
have
been getting that contract. How many times did I say?
How much would you have paid him?
$10 million.
Oh, you disrespectful. You just don't like to pay nobody.
Okay,
see, I'd hate to work for you.
I would have hate to work for you. Okay, listen, Russell is a bit. I would have gave him 20.
And Austin Reeves is playing better this year than Russell Westbrook did.
But like I said, what did I just say? He was a vet.
This is a
so what, he's coming from.
This is
he's
a, what, coming from what are you doing million. For me now?
We talking about he coming down from making $20 million hey, to 20
basketball
million.
And football has turned into what have you done for me lately? Not what you did for me 10 years.
That's your generation. What you've done for me lately?
My generation don't run this league.
I understand.
That's a bunch of old guys.
I understand.
We don't run this league. We just play in it.
Mm. Robert Parrish. Mm-hmm. Little guy.
Okay, we're going to move on to the NFL now. Last week, the NFL schedule was released. And I want to do predictions. How long? How many weeks is it until? I think we'll do it by division rather than by team. Because there's longer than, yeah. I mean, there's less than 32 weeks left until the season, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do it by division. I can get it pulled up. We're not going to go through each game of each division, but we're just going to go through, like, who we think going to win, and then, I guess, some exciting matchups. Mm-hmm. I know the Panthers play the Saints and the Falcons in their first two games. That'll be fun.
And the second one is prime time, Monday night.
Which is weird. The Panthers got three primetime games and one.
They must really think Bryce is going to be like this. They did in the CBA, they did say they can do flex game now. So if, they can flex it up out of there if he ain't as good as we think he is. I mean, as good as they think he is.
Wow.
I think he's good enough to get us somewhere. And this year we only got we 27 in schedule. Scrum. So
you know, now I need to look at the schedule because I don't know about that.
I'm confused.
Which division I want to start with though? We're gonna do it week by week. What?
I guess. Just so we can go ahead and get them stinking Cowboys out.
That's the NFC East.
Yeah, go ahead and piss the Cowboys off.
NFC East, you got the Philadelphia Eagles, Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, and Washington Commanders. For me, I think. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago or something, I said I had Washington and then New York. But I'm going to change it now that the Eagles have the whole Georgia defense. I got the Eagles winning their division again. I got Washington coming in at number two.
Okay.
Dallas at number three and New York at number four.
Okay.
I like that. But I'm going to flip flop. I want to flip flop Washington and Dallas only because we don't know exactly what Sam Howell is going to bring.
No, it ain't about Sam Howell for me. It's about Dallas.
Hey, but you know, I want them. And then the second thing, they come in. They won't beat the Eagles. They won't be the division leader, but they'll be second, like they do every year.
So you got Eagles, Cowboys, Washington, Giants. What about you, Auntie Mama? Besides the Cowboys, we know where you
are. You know they number one.
And you are not there.
Who covered it second then?
I'm gonna say the Giants, because the Giants,
it's a possibility.
You can't leave them out.
It's a possibility. I feel like they also got better.
Yeah.
I think the NFC East actually have three teams to go to the playoffs this year.
I feel like the Eagles going to come in with the big head because of last year.
Yeah.
I understand that. The Giants,
but you got Eagles better. Coming in number three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Mm-hmm. They did lose their coach now. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't see Jalen Hurts just playing trash like that.
I'm not going to say he's not going to play trash, but he's not going to play like he played last year.
But they still got their whole team together, or at least most of it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yeah. I know they lost two defensive linemen, but they also brought in two defensive linemen.
Two good defensive linemen.
From Georgia. So, and then you got Washington last.
Yeah.
It's fair.
My thing with New York is, too, they got, they secured Danny Dimes.
And
as y'all call him.
He's him.
No, he's not.
Why you hating Trey?
He's a dookie. He's never gonna be the other.
Just a hater, man.
Just like Jason Tatum, though.
Whatever. They still got Barkley. They ain't got no receivers.
But Barkley is they supposed to be signing a franchise tag. He haven't signed it yet.
You keep coming for Jason Tatum. What about LeBron? Ain't doing shit for the Lakers.
No.
Look like he was elementary on the floor. Now I said over here quiet.
Those first three quarters, LeBron did nothing. It was that last quarter when he showed up.
Yeah, but like I
for
said,
nothing.
That LeBron was a huge jump.
He didn't quit shooting the three. That's it. Yeah.
Like, but that was a huge jump. Look though. We're on the NFL, really NFL side of the podcast now.
I'm sorry. Sorry for the mix up. Read the wrong cue card.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
Yeah, I think the Giants would be all right. I still got them coming in last in the division, though.
Oh, they got. Didn't they get Jalen Hyatt?
Oh. And somebody else.
Receiver from Tennessee.
And they got somebody else.
You said Jalen
Hyatt.
He's not on the depth chart. They got who is this? I think Isaiah Hodgins. Is that his name? Yeah, Isaiah Hodgins.
I don't know who that.
Number 18. Slate. Who is this? Darius Slayton.
Yeah, Darius Slayton.
Guy last name James. They got Kenny Galladay.
No, see, that's got to be an old one because they cut Kenny Galladay.
I'm looking on the NFL app for the depth chart. So.
And Kenny Galladay got cut and he robbed them for that $72 million. And then played for them for one season.
What you mean?
They signed him to a $72 million deal, but he didn't do nothing.
He only played one season, and he scored. They said he had a total of his career. A total of playing with them was 13 yards.
For $72 million?
Yep.
Yeah, he hot garbage.
Let me go ahead and sign up.
They giving away money.
I might have run 13 yards for $72 million.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not releasing their depth charts yet. That's annoying.
Let's go to the roster then. So you still see the roster. What's your boy's name? Oh, yeah, they reported it. Bryce Young had some snaps with first team this morning.
I told you he was going to start.
I need to pull my book out so I can write down these predictions.
Oh, yeah. You said, were you talking about Paris Campbell?
They got Paris Campbell. They got Paris Campbell, but they got Jalen Hyatt, too.
Oh, Jalen. They got Jamison Crowder, Bryce Ford Wheaton, Isaiah Hodgins, Jalen Hyatt. Okay. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
From Tennessee. He's a rookie.
Yeah.
Number 84, 6 feet, 185. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?
What you mean? What you mean?
You don't look with? Weird.
No.
That looked like a bug shot.
Really, man? Man, I said that man like he got a mugshot.
on his draft.
It ain't no fault. He can't take good pictures. I'm looking at their schedule now. And they play Dallas, Cardinals, Niners, Seahawks, Dolphins, Bills, Commanders, Jets, Raiders, Cowboys, Commanders, Patriots, Packers, Saints, Eagles, Rams, Eagles. Yeah, I got them coming in last in their division.
Ooh.
The Giants. I don't feel like they're going to win many of these games.
My my problem. My thing is that they could win a good bit of those games too.
I'll give them a total of 5 wins.
What?
Yeah, I'll say I'm going to give them a divisional game against each opponent because division games are they can always go either way.
Yeah.
No matter how good or bad your team is, and then I'm gonna have them beating the Cardinals. And
Kyler Murray out.
I'll have them beating either the Raiders or the Packers.
Either?
Probably the Raiders. I'll give them the Raiders.
You got faith in Jordan Love.
It ain't faith in Jordan Love. It's lack of faith in New York.
we know Jordan Love. He has got the. We know the Packers do got the. What's the word I'm looking for? He got a good pedigree, coming from Pittsburgh. Green Bay.
Get yourself to Dallas, huh?
I'm about to look at Dallas' schedule now.
Go ahead.
You already know they play the Packers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Y'all in November.
That's an L. Losing now. That's an L.
Go ahead and prepare the tears. Why is it? Okay. They got New York. They got the Giants, Jets. They might as well stay in New York. They got the Giants, Jets, Cardinals, Patriots, 49ers, Chargers, Rams, Eagles, Giants, Panthers, Commanders, Seahawks, Eagles. Bills, Dolphins, Lions, and Commanders.
We play the Redskins them 3 times?
Did I say 3 times?
Sound like it.
No, it's just twice.
Now, I know we play them twice. We play them and the Eagles twice.
Y'all play the Commanders on the very last game of the season.
Always. So,
and then y'all got a Thursday game against them on week 12. The same week y'all play the Panthers is the week y'all play Washington. That might be a Thanksgiving game.
What's the day on the it's the 24th or something, man?
23rd.
Yeah, Thanksgiving on the web. Yeah, on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanksgiving's in November. Mm. Yeah. I'll play Washington on Thanksgiving. That's going to be a boring game. Nobody wants to see that.
That's a back-in-the-day game.
But that's on Thanksgiving.
Right. Y'all know y'all not playing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they ain't played us on Thanksgiving. This is 2015.
We tapped the Cowboys. Yeah.
They're like, nah, the Panthers too good. We can't have them do that again.
I can't do that. Can't do that no more.
I'll never forget that one.
We get it on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, the game started. But I think this is a pretty good schedule for Dallas. I think they'll do a good job.
Oh, yeah, y'all see them Hurricanes, too, cutting up.
Oh, yeah, I ain't even been paying attention to them. But like I said before, automatically give them 3 losses because divisional games can go anywhere. Really, only other teams I can see them losing to is the 49ers, the Chargers, Panthers, Bills. Yeah. So I give them a record of 10-7. I think the Cowboys will go 10-7 this year. Mm.
8-9.
You gotta look at this. Look at these kids. You just don't like them. You so disrespectful. That's your mom could not believe what she just heard.
She is shocked right now. I think 10-7 is about right. Mm-hmm. Y'all not going past 12 wins.
Who going 13?
I think it all depends on the Eagles. No, they're not. It depends on the Eagles. If the Eagles do good, then no. They ain't getting past 12. If the Eagles don't, then they got
past 12 last year.
They got
past 12
wins last year.
Look at it.
I don't know.
Look at it.
I think y'all was 12-5 last year. If it wasn't 11-6. Come on, bro. Don't be shooting at three. That's what I saw. This is last. This is the first time I agree with Stephen A. In a while.
They went 12-5.
Totally. I said 12-5. All right. Mm-hmm. But they ain't going past 20 wins.
13-4 this year. I give it 14.
Ooh, that's crazy.
The day that I see them go 14-3.
You do know the Panthers. We went 15-1 again. Never mind. I forgot we only lost one game. I said it was about they went 15-2. I mean 14-2 that year, but no, it was 15-1. Yeah. But
we shouldn't even lost that. Like, we should have really won 16-0.
And y'all won the Super Bowl.
We're not talking about that.
Okay.
Y'all ain't sniffed the Super Bowl since 95.
Well, we don't want it.
How many rings? 30 years?
How many rings?
At least we've been to the Super Bowl twice in the past 30 years. In the recent
decade.
Good for y'all.
That ain't important right now. I was trying to pull up the Eagles schedule, but this thing is going so slow.
Are we still?
Are we what?
Still on?
Yeah. The Eagles. Patriots, Vikings, Bucks, Commanders, Rams, Jets, Dolphins, Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Cowboys, Seahawks, Giants, Cardinals, Giants. After looking at this schedule,
they may go 17-0.
You're crazy. I think they'll have a good run at the end of the season because it gets pretty easy. Yeah. At least looking at it now, it looks pretty easy. But at the start of the season, I mean, that ain't really the start of the season. I guess the midsection of the season, like they got the Chiefs, Bills, and 49ers 3 weeks in a row. And then Dallas in between those, or on the outside of those games. So that'd be five tough games, which I'm going to give, like I said, automatically three losses because of division. So that's at least one loss to Dallas. If I had to give them a loss to any of those three teams, I'll probably say the 49ers.
You said who you would give them a loss to?
Yeah, between the 49ers, Bills, and Chiefs, I'll give them a loss to the 49ers.
Really? Yeah. You don't think the Chiefs?
He's jumping defense. On that wagon thinking that they would have won if they would have stayed healthy.
No, defense. Oh, you're talking about the 49ers.
Yeah.
No, I just think that they'll have a better quarterback this time, so it'll be evenly matched. So
a better quarterback than who? Not
better than Jalen Hurts, but better than what they had last year when they played them.
I get it.
So, yeah. But I got the Eagles losing four games. How many games they got? 17 now?
Yeah.
So, I got the Eagles going 13-4.
I'm going 14-3. But I think they win that game.
14-4. That's it, Trey.
Can't do 14-4. Those were 14-3.
Well, 14 and within.
I'm gonna take the same bet and just go 13-4.
Yeah.
Just because. No, not, I still think they're going to get that San Francisco game. But I just want one above.
I forgot they got a bye week.
Yeah. Okay. The Commanders. Cardinals, Broncos, Bills, Eagles, Bears, Falcons, Giants, Eagles, Patriots, Seahawks, Giants, Cowboys, Dolphins, Rams, Jets, Niners, Cowboys. They got the worst schedule. That's automatically three losses for divisional games.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, now that I look at they have the most boring schedule, but the easiest, actually.
Yeah, because they got the Broncos. They got the Cardinals.
I'll give them a loss to the 49ers,
But outside of that, like, I can see them beating all these teams. They're not losing to the, Hold up, I'm
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. About damn time you listen.
He's starting.
Yes.
Okay, Rui Hachimura is starting. Okay. But you have okay, so I would say they're gonna the Washington. We got their records way too close together.
Yeah.
One of these teams are gonna be bad, but yeah. Well, I ain't gonna see bad, but like one of these teams gonna have less than 10 wins.
Yeah.
But I got Washington losing to the Bills. I have them losing to who does the Broncos have? Nah. I got them losing to who's the Bears quarterback?
Justin Fields.
And they defense.
They got Brisker. Who? And number 9. He pretty good. I like him. He's a linebacker.
Nah, I'm gonna give them the Bears game. I'll say they'll lose to Seattle. Not too sure. Nah, yeah, I'm gonna give Washington that win.
Washington win over Seattle. I think Geno's gonna still be playing Geno.
You know I don't just contribute quarterbacks, it's the whole team.
DK Metcalf.
But the Washington also has a really good defense, and they actually have good defense and really good offense. The only question is Sam Howell.
The problem that we have with Washington is their DBs are trash.
But well, that's a problem. Hold up. Ron Rivera has always had defenses like that, though. His front seven was always great. It was the secondary that was trash, and they still always ended up a top 10 defense. So that's not I don't have a problem with that. So yeah, I'm giving Washington 4 losses. You ain't got your book.
Hold on, I'm finna get it.
Oh yeah. So what I said, this definitely not gonna work out the way we think it is or the way we say it is now.
Yeah,
but I said 4 losses, so 13-4 for Washington, 13-4 for Eagles. We said 10-7 for Dallas.
Wait a minute. Let me get my book.
And what did we say for the Giants?
They were supposed to be last in the division.
New York Giants. Let me look their schedule one more game. 3 automatically, like I said. I gave them a loss to the Packers. And the Niners. So Dallas and.
Okay.
No, that's 5 losses. So what is that? 11? No. 12-5?
Yeah.
That could mean I got Dallas coming in last.
Hey, because you got them 10-7, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, so Eagles and Washington tied at number 1. But I did say, though, all 4 teams will be good. And 10-7 is not a bad record.
But that's not going to be our record, though.
Okay.
All right. So
these are my predictions. NFC East. I have.
Don't tell me. My bad.
NFC East.
Okay, East.
Yeah. So I got the Eagles at number 1 at 13-4.
So you got the Eagles.
One second, y'all. Did y'all see this fakeness?
LeBron flopping again.
Eagles at 13-1.
13-4. He smacked his head. He the Washington Commanders. At 13-4 at number 2. The New York Giants at number 3 at 12-5. Is it 12-5 or? Yeah, 12-5.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dallas Cowboys at 10-7.
Sure.
So I want to take Cowboys 8-9. Cowboys, I pretty much agree to what you said, right?
Same thing. Except for you flop the Eagles and the Cowboys.
I flip flop the
Washington and yeah, because I had Washington at number two, but yeah. Dallas at number three before. Yeah. But with an 8-9 record, ain't no way you got Dallas at number two.
Dallas is but Dallas, I'm gonna say Dallas is gonna be. I agree with you with the 10-7. So I'm gonna go with the 10-7. They still gonna be last in the division there. But
I can't wait.
I don't think I.
So you got the Redskins second.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then New York third.
And you got the Redskins at 13-4 too?
That's kind of high.
Did you go back through their games?
Yeah, go back through that game. They got their good record where they got.
Okay. They got the Cardinals. This is in order too. Okay. Cardinals, Broncos, Bills, Eagles, Bears, Falcons, Giants, Eagles, Patriots, Seahawks, Giants, Cowboys, Dolphins, Rams, Jets, 49ers, Cowboys.
Okay. So, Giants is going to go.
This is Washington.
No, I know. I'm about to name how it's going to go. Eagles, Washington going to be up by, Washington is going to actually go 11-6.
Okay.
Giants and Cowboys gonna be last at 10-7.
Both of them at 10-7?
Yeah.
Okay. And who's coming in? You got Dallas coming in last.
No, I'm out. It's gonna come down to that because the last game was the division. Okay.
Who are you putting in at that number four spot?
Let me go. I'm putting Giants in the last spot.
Giants, okay.
Because I don't know what their running back situation gonna be.
Okay. So Eagles, Washington, Cowboys. Giants. And then your predictions?
Well, let me get it on here.
We already know you got Dallas going number one.
17-0. Mm-hmm. If they think they go every year.
Let them tell it they ain't lost a game since 95.
Hey, what?
I'm gonna give it 16-1.
They lost the game
16-1. That is crazy. Yeah. Who y'all losing to?
They're all gonna lead to the Eagles one.
That's fair.
Then I'm gonna go to Giants.
Oh.
I'm giving them 13-4.
Okay.
Then I'm going to get the Eagles the same thing.
Eagles 13-4. The NFC, we got the NFC East being the best division in football.
I mean, made the playoffs last year, didn't they? Except for Washington. Everybody made the playoffs except for Washington.
Oh, okay.
All four. And Washington was always up there until the last, like, 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's. So all four could go.
Yeah.
And you got Washington last.
No, I got the Eagles last.
Wow. Yeah. Jesus, hate the Eagles. What record you got the Eagles going?
That's how them in Washington got the time. I mean, them in the, because I got Washington second.
So Giants is third. Okay.
Giants is third. New York is third.
Okay. All right. That'll do it for us today. We will get to the AFC East next week since we did the NFC East this week. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey.
And I'm Auntie Mama.
Let the nation bless ride.
If this is the Black and Blue Bloodline, let's go Heat.